Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Utterly practical. Cows with names produce more milk. I think farmers have always thought that a good relationship with cows was important, but I don't think they knew why, says Matthew Douglas, who conducted the study as a part of his PhD thesis on the effects of positive treatment of cattle. Douglas of Yorkshire, England, did some research and concluded that cows that are given names produce more milk. In fact, the studies showed that treating cows more affectionately increases milk production by up to 68 gallons a year. An average cow normally produces about 2,000 gallons of milk a year. Douglas says he always believed that naming cows yielded positive results, and now feels even more justified in his thoughts. The reason behind naming the cows is chemical, says Douglas. If a cow isn't given individual attention, they may not be comfortable around humans and may become stressed. Who knew animals could be so emotional?
Metal or plastic? A theatre group must use fake weapons. You can't have a play like this without a fight scene, and you can't have a fight scene without a sword. It's ridiculous, says Elaine Gummow, the play's director. An amateur dramatic group performing Robinson Crusoe has been ordered to lock up its plastic swords because of health and safety fears. The actors have been told that their props, including a plastic spear and a plastic gun, are considered dangerous. The police are standing firm on this. In fact, they told the troupe in Cornwall that the fake weapons must be stored securely in a room with restricted access. Detective Nigel Wilson says, "We realise these measures may seem a bit unusual, but other forms of fake weapons have been used to carry out crimes and the consequences have been serious." Organisers also had to appoint a named individual responsible for the prop weapons who must accompany them whenever they are moved and make appropriate arrangements for security. The actors think the measures are extreme. Stephen Chase says, "We've got several wooden and plastic swords, two plastic spears, and a gun which cost £2 from a joke shop. But now we need to keep them locked up somewhere and fill out all sorts of forms." He then went on to say, "It all seems a bit absurd, but I guess it's a sign of the times. Health and safety is everywhere. All of us see there's a serious side to this, but I really don't think we pose a threat."